Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado this evening. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is an exciting time here at the company. We're less than 4 weeks away from our first national convention, halfway through the month of July, or almost halfway through the month of July. And July, of course, is the last month that you can get qualified at your highest rank, at your highest level, so that you can be recognized appropriately at our convention. So no question that Saturday night, our awards banquet's going to be fantastic. We've got a great dinner planned. And then after that, it's going to be nonstop recognition, lots of fun stuff. And you're going to be taking center stage and the highlight of the event. And so this is your chance. This is your month to get recognized at the highest rank possible for our first convention. And that's why we're seeing lots of excitement and lots of good things happening. And before we get to our training here tonight with Two-Star Crowns, Lawrence and Shonda DaCosta, let me make a couple of other important announcements. We're launching a huge new product at convention. I'm sure lots of you would love to know what it is, and I can't tell you tonight because we're going to be unveiling it for the first time ever at the convention. It's a category creator. It's going to be a huge, huge, huge concept. The product is amazing. It is going to rock the industry. It's going to take us to another level. And that's just one of many, many, many things that we're introducing at convention. So certainly hope that everyone on the line here tonight is going to make the investment in yourself and in your business and be at the right place at the right time at our convention. If you're in your first 30 days with Purium, you've got a great opportunity to get a discounted price, so don't let your first 30 days pass without getting enrolled at the convention. We still have seats left. We still have rooms left at the Westin. So everything's in place, and you want to be there at the center of what's going on in the Purium universe. And to help, you know, our last hurrah before convention, David Sandoval's flying out to Arizona. Going to be doing a free showcase event on Saturday. It's an 11 a.m. healthy happy hour and 11:30 presentation down in Tucson. We got a great group down in Tucson. So I'm not sure who you know in Tucson or in the southern Arizona area, but reach out on Facebook. Reach out to people. Find out who they are and see if they're interested in learning more about Purium, because David Sandoval is going to be there, firsthand. And, it's a great opportunity. People who get in front of him, they get a sense of what his mission is and who he is. He shared a great Facebook post out in an alfalfa field just the other day. We put that in the email blast. So, he's a fun guy, and it's a benefit being part of the company to learn from him. He does his product training calls on Wednesday night. He's going to be down in Arizona, and of course he's going to be front and center on stage several times during our convention. So if you're like me and you love to listen to Dave and feel like there's a ton of value in what he has to offer, you want to get not only yourself but other people in front of him. And one of the things that was cool about our email blast today was it showed an image. I shouldn't say it's cool, it's in a lot of ways really scary. It showed an image from space of the United States with dots that represent all of the McDonald's in the U.S. And the entire country was almost lit up like a Christmas tree as far as the number of McDonald's and the locations throughout the country. There's probably not more than a 50-mile span anywhere in the U.S., and in most places probably not more than a 5-mile span where you can't go from one McDonald's to the next. And so, we need to make a commitment to turn that around. People need whole food, live food, raw food, green food. It's our job, it's our responsibility to help our community, to help our family and our friends, to get the word out about the 10-day transformation and all the great products that we have to offer. And one of the easiest, best, and most important ways to get the word out is to use the tools and to share your story. And that's what tonight's training call is going to be about is, the facts tell, but stories sell. And so you want to use your tools to share the nuts and bolts of what the product is and how the business works and, all the facts and figures. But, when it all is said and done, people want to know, do you use the product? And what have the results been for you? and are you doing the business, and what are the results for you? And you know, that's important because people want to know that they can do what you've done, that they can have success on the products because you've had success on the products, and they can have success in the business. So I've invited Two Star Crowns Lawrence and Shonda DaCosta to share their stories, first about the products and how the product has affected their lives, starting with the transformation, and then to share their stories a little bit on the business side as well. And then we can talk a little bit about, you know, not only their stories, but words that work and things that are important in the way that you share your story, and kind of do's and don'ts about how to communicate your story with other people, because it's such an important part of the business. So we're privileged to have Lawrence and Shonda on the line tonight. I heard them check in earlier. Lawrence, Shonda, you on the call?
Yes, Dave, we're here.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining us here this evening. Well, Lawrence, since you were the one who spoke up first, do you want to share your product story, or Shonda, do you want to go first? And it's ladies first. Either way, you choose.
I'll jump in first. You know, shoot. Thanks for having us on the call, dude. Totally. That is amazing opportunity here to share our story, because it is truly, like you said, it all begins with our story. And my story started 11 months ago. And 11 months ago, I was tired and I was very overweight. In fact, I was told by my doctor that I was clinically obese. And if I didn't do anything different with my life, then I would end up like my father. He died at the age of 49. Sorry. I would end up like my father. Say, and he died from a heart attack. He died from a heart attack at the young age of 49 again. Sorry, I needed to do something, but I just didn't know what to do. You see, I failed at every diet, and I just totally... Sorry. I failed at every diet. This is very emotional because my dad, you know, he meant a lot to me. I failed at every diet. I needed to do something different, but I didn't know what to do. Every time I tried to lose weight, I would gain more weight with interest because, you know, of course I'd lose the weight, but it would just come right back. So, you know, always going my weight plus interest, in comes wonderful Michael and Jennifer Donatello. I mean, amazing people. And they come in with Purium, and they offer me a 60-day money-back guarantee and lose 5 to 20 pounds in just 10 days. So I decided, why not? I got nothing to lose. Let's do it. Well, long story short, I did a total of 4 transformations, Dave, and I lost a total of 49 pounds. During that transformation, it was really easy for me to do. I felt great. The weight, of course, came off. But one thing unexpected happened to me that was totally amazing. Is my psoriasis. For you don't know, I've had psoriasis since I've been 8 years old. Since 8. My psoriasis went into a remission just by simply doing this amazing program. I noticed it starting to kind of recede after the second transformation. But what a bonus for it after the third one to fully go away. I'm truly amazing. And now, again, energy through the roof. Always positive, and I love it. Thanks, Dave.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story, Lawrence, and I can understand why that's emotional, and I appreciate you you sharing that with us, and congratulations on your success. And so, Shonda, if you'd like, why don't you talk about your product story, if there's something that you wanted to share about that, and then I can elaborate a little bit about what I heard from both of your stories, and then we can talk business. Does that work for you?
Yes, of course, David. Thank you so much for having us on this call. First, I wanted to say that the reason why Lawrence and I have had huge success with sharing Purium with others is because we simply learned how to tell our story. And for me, I was super unhealthy. I mean, I ate bad. In fact, I ate waffles and ice cream almost every day for breakfast. And so when I got on the transformation, I ended up losing 9 pounds in just 10 days. I started at 137 pounds, and I ended up losing 27 pounds in just 2 months after just doing a shake a day. And so I was super amazed about my results. I went from a size 7, 8 to a size 3, and I finally felt what it felt like to be healthy. So, you know, I was very, very excited. But I just want to say that it was actually Lawrence's amazing transformation story that I just went out and told the whole wide world. I was excited. I went out and told this story. And so it was easy for me to share this amazing opportunity with others because I was just so super excited about both of our stories. And because, you know, at the same time, I just want to back up a little bit. He and I, we were struggling. I mean, struggling really bad. He had three jobs. We weren't making ends meet. And because of this amazing opportunity that just kind of fell in our laps, because we just wanted to get healthy, we just started sharing gift cards. And not even expecting it, because of this opportunity, we were able to replace his full-time income and then his income from the other two jobs that he had. He loves to save times four. So we're just super blessed because we were not expecting this to happen. It was just so simple to be able to share what we have because of this amazing, simple gift card giving system that we have. And I just have to say that it's because of this system and because of this amazing opportunity that my biggest, hugest desire was to be a stay-at-home mom. We have four kids. And I always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, especially because we have four kids, one in college, two in private schools, and then my baby, she's 4 years old now. My biggest desire was to be a stay-at-home mom with her, and to now be blessed with the fact that I can be that stay-at-home mom for my kids has been such a huge blessing to us, and it's all thanks to this amazing program that we have, this amazing system. So I just wanted to thank you, and that is my story, my transformation story.
Well, fantastic. Well, good stuff. So let me share a couple of comments and ideas. Please stay on the line, both of you, if you could. So, you know, one of the things that's really important in sharing a good story is to have it be specific, to have it be short, and to have it be sizzling. Those are the three S's, specific, short, and sizzling. And it's almost, you know, one of the places I like to go, some of the best storytellers in the world are comedians. And if you listen to comedians, you know, their stories tend to be very specific. They tend to be very short, and they tend to be very sizzling. They tend to be funny. They have a punchline. They have a purpose to telling their story. So when you hear Lawrence's story, he talks about, you know, the alarming nature of being told he's clinically obese and that he's going down the same path as his dad, who died at age 49. So that's really specific. That's really short. That's really sizzling. That really gives you a very clear picture of what his concern was. Now, you may not have the exact same concern, but certainly framed that way, you could say, wow, in just a few sentences, there's somebody who had a reason to try the transformation, and like he said, that he tried many things before, but he gained the weight back with interest. And that was a really interesting, specific turn of phrase that, you know, makes you think, huh, gosh, I've lost weight before, but yeah, every time I lose weight, I seem to gain it back with interest. I've never said it that way before, but when he says it that way, it kind of sticks with you. And then he talked about nothing to lose, 60-day guarantee, you know, so he's walking through the mental process of, this is why I made the decision, this is how I made the decision, and this is what happened for me. You know, I did four transformations, I lost 49 pounds. Now, to me, I like 49 pounds more than 50 pounds. Even though 50 pounds is more than 49 pounds, 49 pounds is specific. So 50 pounds could be general. 50 pounds could be an exaggeration. 50 pounds could be really 35 pounds, but he just called it 50 pounds. But 49 pounds is 49 pounds. And so being specific, and you have different personality types, and that's actually something we're going to talk about at convention. We've got a speaker who's going to be talking about personality types. And so there's different types of personalities you're going to be talking to, and some people are very numbers-oriented. Some aren't, but some are. And so, you know, he talked about how he felt great, it was really easy, and he had this unexpected bonus benefit of, you know, having his psoriasis clear up since he was 8 years old. Not since he was a little kid or younger or whatever, it was since he was 8 years old. So again, it was very, very specific, very, very short and very, very sizzling to the fact where you would say, wow, that really is an amazing product story. And, you know, when you listen to Shonda talk about, you know, eating waffles and ice cream every day, you know, that's not something that most people do, but that's very, very specific. She talked about losing 9 pounds in 10 days, 27 pounds in 2 months, but importantly, what she said was she told Lawrence's story over and over again. So most people would kill to go from a size 7, 8 to a size 3. Most people would kill to lose 27 pounds in a couple of months. But Lawrence's story was even better. And so Shonda felt more compelled to tell his story. She was more excited for him, more excited about what it meant to their family for his health benefits than hers. And that's an important lesson, is that the more stories you learn, whether it's from, you know, people you directly know or Lawrence and Shonda's story, you know, I mean, it's a great story, and we have hundreds of great stories. You can go on to MyPurium.com and look under the transformation stories. We just shared a couple more in the email blast today on weight loss. We can't keep up with all of the great weight loss stories. And, you know, then Shonda went on to talk a little bit about the business side of things, that Lawrence had 3 jobs. You know, not that he was a busy guy, not that he worked hard, but he had 3 jobs, and they've replaced that full-time income times 4 with this. So without saying specific income numbers, it clearly gives you a sense that they're earning significant income. And, you know, her desire was to be a stay-at-home mom, and there's the payoff. There's that sizzling part. So it's short, it's specific, and it's sizzling. It's got a payoff that people say, wow, that's me, you know, or even if it's not me, it's I have a different thing that I would like with my life. And so Shonda was able to achieve what she wanted to achieve. Lawrence was able to achieve what he wanted to achieve. I guess I could achieve what I want to achieve. So Lawrence and Shonda, thanks for sharing your stories. Why don't you, if you could, tell me, you know, some other stories that you like to share of other people on your team or things that you think are important in sharing the story that I didn't cover of either mistakes you've made or things that you do that you think are really important that cause people to take action.
Hey, Dave, you know, I'd like to share with you, gosh, Carlton and Susie Hussey's story. You know, for us going out there and speaking to a lot of people or, you know, trying to inspire a lot of people, no, I didn't quite have the medication part of my life. I guess my body was not that bad yet, but I was always being threatened. But their story is so amazing. And the reason why is between the two of them, they were able to get off 10 medications in just 2 months of doing this amazing system. And the medications, I don't know the names of them, but the symptoms were high blood, cholesterol, diabetes. I mean, come on. 2 months of amazing product like we have, resetting their lifestyle, living the Purium lifestyle, and now no longer need any of those medications. In fact, I think it was told by the doctor to throw it away. How's that?
Nice. Well, this is a good, you know, so this is an important point, you know, which is that we know that we're affecting the root cause of lots of diseases and health challenges. You know, when you eat right, good things happen in your body. When you eat wrong, bad things happen in your body. Pretty common sense. Most every doctor would say that. However, there are pretty big pharmaceutical companies that like to sell lots of drugs. So I do have to say that you have to be very, very careful, you know, when you do talk about diseases or medications, and you have to be especially careful when you put it in writing. So, you know, I do encourage people to put their testimonials in writing. There are lots of different times and places and ways that you're going to want to use that. Just be careful when you talk about medications because, you know, then it can end up looking like a claim that you don't need medications when you take these products. But I'm glad that you shared that story, and I know that the Hussey story is amazing. I think they've lost 88 pounds together in 4 months, and, you know, they're an amazing couple and doing really well in the business, too. So thanks for sharing that. Shonda, anything else that came to mind as, you know, we were talking a little bit about how to share a testimonial and some things that you try to emphasize or things that cause people to take action or things that you try not to say that maybe you were saying before that don't work or anything about sharing stories that that you find effective or not so effective?
Well, for me, I think just, you know, if you just keep consistently telling your story, you're going to get good at it. So whenever you have a chance to tell your story, whether you're standing in an elevator or at the grocery store and you can tell someone your 15-second story by just, you know, just creating a conversation with someone, you know. Actually, for me, it's all about being genuinely interested in other people. And when you're genuinely interested in others, the conversation will always lead back to you asking that magic question, have you ever heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And then always leading into them asking, yeah, what is that? And then, of course, you tell them your story. So like I said, you know, consistently telling your story wherever you go. I mean, for Lawrence and I, it all started by having healthy happy hours. So, you know, launching your business with a series of healthy happy hours and telling your story there. We just got really good at telling our story over and over and over, and we just got, you know, we're totally consistent at telling our story. And, you know, of course, we became comfortable with telling it and different versions of our story. You know, you can tell a 15-second story all the way up to a 3-minute story, whether, you know, you just have to learn when and where to tell your different versions of your story, you know, whether you are telling it at a healthy happy hour or presenting on stage or wherever it is. Just, you know, as long as you're telling your story, your business will definitely grow. And I love the fact that you brought up that, you know, there's hundreds of stories in our, I think you said, in our back office. And because, you know, if we familiarize ourselves with all the different stories that are out there, then we can inspire so many people by just telling everyone else's stories as well. Because with Lawrence and I, you know, we actually made our money back in before we even started our transformation, because we were telling Jennifer and Michael's amazing transformation story. And so, you know, it's just all about telling stories. And that's pretty much all I wanted to share. Back to you, David.
Nice. Well, good. Well, I love that last little piece about, you know, making your money back because of telling Michael and Jennifer's story. And so, you know, that is really important. People want to know, is this going to work for them? And, you know, I like to say, if I could snap my fingers and everyone, you know, if you could have lost, you know, 49 pounds in 4 transformations like Lawrence did, or you could be earning significant income like the DaCostas are, you know, it would be much easier to do the business. The challenge is that you've got to learn how to have success, you know, before you have all of your product story in place. You've got to learn how to have success before you have all of your business story in place. So you're constantly working on being a product of the product, which makes your story better, and it creates inspiration and that upward spiral, and same with the business, you know. So make your first week the best week you can. Make the first month the best month you can. Make your first year the best year you can. All those things help, but in the meantime, you know, tell other people's stories. I think that's a really, really good suggestion. And one of the things that Shonda said that I like is, you know, to be interested in other people, that's where it starts, to figure out how you can help them. It always leads back to that magic question of, have you heard of the 10-day celebrity transformation? And it was interesting what Shonda said, which is when somebody says, well, what is it? The natural inclination is to start talking about Power Shake and spirulina and activated barley and master aminos and all that kind of technical stuff, but it's stories that sell. So, you know, as Shonda said, what is the 10-day celebrity transformation? Well, the 10-day celebrity transformation is that it helped my husband lose 49 pounds. You know, got him from clinically obese to, you know, in great shape, best shape of his life. You know, whatever it is, that is what the 10-day celebrity transformation is. What is Purium? I'm sure you've heard that question. Well, what is Purium? Well, Purium is a business that I'm doing that, you know, I earned $1,000 my first 2 weeks in the business. You know, whatever it is a way to tell your story or tell somebody else's story, you know, that's going to really move people. So let me end tonight's call with a couple of, you know, of comments to help you to make your story specific and sizzling, and to make sure that, you know, you get success by keeping it short and keeping it focused. So a few effective rules of communication. One is, try to use small words in short sentences. You know, say the word money, not commission. Try to say, you know, I used to sleep 6 hours a night and now I sleep 8 hours a night. Or I used to sleep 3.5 hours a night and now I sleep 7 hours a night. So, you know, being specific, using words that people understand, being consistent. So making sure, as Shonda said, that you tell your story over and over again, also for your own consistency so that you don't jump around, so that, you know, Lawrence is always saying, I lost 49 pounds in 4 months, I lost 49 pounds in 4 months, so that sometimes he gets on stage, he doesn't say, I lost, you know, or 49 pounds in 4 transformations, I should say. So he doesn't get on stage one time and say, I lost 58 pounds, and somebody kind of sees him and says, wait a minute, the last time you told me you lost 49 pounds in 4 transformations, now you're saying you lost 58. He loses credibility by not being consistent. So your story should be exciting for you to tell, even though it's the same over and over and over and over again. You know, the Rolling Stones still sing the song Satisfaction, even though it's 50 years old, because people expect them to play that song. And they still sing it with as much enthusiasm as they can because people still love to hear it. Couple other quick things before we wrap up tonight's call. When you tell your story, tell it in a unique way. As Lauren said, you know, I oftentimes was gaining back the weight with interest. So that's a unique way of saying something that becomes memorable. Try to be aspirational if possible. Try to say something that people want. You know, Shonda was talking about, you know, her desire was always to be at home with her kids. You know, that's language that people can relate to, that they can visualize, that they can think about, that they can let sink in and say, wow, you know, that gives me freedom in a way that's really specific. So try not to use, you know, words that are just kind of hollow. Always try to use words that are specific and that are tied to your own personal story. And even though it may not be the story that everyone has, if you tell it in the right way, everyone can relate to it, everyone can be affected by it, and everyone can you know, find themselves in that story. So I'm glad that I had Lawrence and Shonda on tonight because they both told some great stories about their health and about their business, and I congratulate them for both of those improvements, and hope you got something out of this tonight. So just tell stories, keep it short, keep it focused, keep it with a point, tell it over, 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 over again. Never get bored of it, because that's what's going to make you money. Thanks, everybody, and join David Sandoval tomorrow night. He does his Meet the Owners call. You'll get some great product information tomorrow night from him. So thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you tomorrow night, and definitely catch you at convention. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.